never see your face in front of me again. You look so good, just like you always did. It's funny, we should meet 3,000 miles from home. I made a mistake by letting you go. I'll make it up to you if I can. Baby, when you left me, then I realized I still had so much love for you. Much has happened. My life has been turned upside down. When you were with me, your love I just didn't understand. I took you for granted. Golden love I let slip right through my hands. I hope it's not too late. You back, you're the only one I could ever love. Baby, when you left, then I realized I still had so much love for you.
So good to see you after all this time. I've been missing you so much. I've been
going out of my mind. Ooh, baby.
You know, you don't miss your water till the well runs dry. And I'm so sorry that I was thinking the wrong way then. But now that we are both here together, I just want to let you know.
I hope it's not too late. I want you back. You're the only one I could ever love. Baby, when you left me, then I realized I still have love for you.
Stay. And that is Jeff Robinson out of Los Angeles, California. How's everybody out there doing tonight? Welcome to the Lion's Den with Donnie D. Did it 2 weeks in a row. Hey, welcome to the show tonight. Tonight's show is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ, Part 1. Both books written by me, Franklin Donnie D. And you can pick them up at Adam Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Exlibris.com, and anywhere else, you.com. Man, I'm tripping tonight. And it's the Lion's Den, though. We can do this here on the Lion's Den. Let me check in with the researcher. What up?
You are, sir.
I'm up all right, believe me. up. But anyway, here on the Lion's Den. Okay, let me check with Jimmy Mac. Jimmy Mac, what's going on?
Ain't nothing here. Kicking back, listening to the Lion's Den. That's
right.
What I'm doing.
You are listening to the Lion's Den. That's right. And you all right, brother?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, brother.
All right.
Slow process.
Yeah. Well, let's have a little fun and listen to some good music tonight. And hope everybody's doing well, because they used to call me this, too, back on Laverne Avenue. I'm going to start with the researcher. What you have for dinner?
Chicken fried rice.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. That's it.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Give me some water. Okay, that's groovy. Okay. Jimmy Mac that gives all the women a heart attack. What did you have for dinner?
Haven't had dinner yet.
Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. Somebody said they was going to bring you some dinner. Hold up. I usually don't come on Saturdays. But you hungry?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
You want to eat?
Not right now.
Wait a minute,
right now,
wait a minute.
Okay?
You can
not
eat.
Right
I'll tell you something you can eat.
That's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. I really
you might
thank
like
you.
It.
That's all right. Thank you very much. Thank you for
taking
me.
Get out of here, Granny. She don't care supposed to be calling here tonight. Neither. Wait a minute. Here come another one. Hey, Don D, what up, man? Oh, nothing but. Man, wait, let me be the researcher for a minute. This is on the up and up. Researcher, is you there?
I'm not in the mood.
Wait a minute. Wait. I saw you in. I just thought maybe you were hungry, too.
I'm not in the mood.
Oh, let's leave her alone, Don D. I guess we better. She's uptight. Jeez, Louise, go have a drink. Jeez.
When I
want some
hope.
Notations. I'm still here. Are you still here with me, Donnie D, on the Lion's Den? Yes, it's tomorrow morning, 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East, and 1 in the middle. Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper, formerly of Pomona, and now in Sandusky, Ohio. That's right. And tomorrow night, Donnie D's Soul Sundays. We'll be back. We'll be playing some Name That Tune, Slap Slap, at 7:30. Family comes in at 12. And just good music from then on. But you know what? Sometimes you feel like you're locked up. Everything is so far away. This in your dreams. And sometimes you just want to feel free.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh, I'm gonna be alright after a while. Lord done gave me strength now. I'm gonna be free. Yeah. Gonna be
Yes, I do. Definitely.
Let me see. With the researcher, you feeling okay, baby?
Yeah, I'll hang. I'm hanging.
Yeah. You might have to go back to the doctor for that.
Yeah, I am tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Keep me posted. Seems like everyone. I know five or six people right now, three with cancer, and other people that's ill, including myself. You know, my son and I were saying these are some dark times.
Yes, you know? Indeed. We need church.
We need church. We got it in the morning. That's right.
Yes, sir.
We got it in the morning. Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper, 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East, and 1 in the middle. And our new phone number is 515-602-9603. That's 515-602-9603. Any of y'all ever walked in the house at, besides me, 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm tiptoeing, and your old lady, your old man is like up?
Yep.
Yep. Me many times.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible. But you know what? When you do that kind of thing, you got to watch it because this is why.
Between love and hate, just getting in. I knock on the door, a voice sweet and low says,
"Who is it?"
She opened up the door and let me in. Never once did she say, "Where have you been?" She said,
"Hungry?
Are you hungry, honey?
Did you eat yet?
Let me hang up your coat." The woman tell me, "Pass me your hat." The boy, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I don't give it a second thought.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
Don't think you can keep breaking your woman's heart.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
And she'll sit back and enjoy it.
It's a thin line.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Between love and hate, she gon'
fool
you one day.
The sweetest woman in the world could be the meanest woman in the world.
If you make her that way,
you keep her, she keep being quiet. She might be holding something inside that'll really, really hurt you one day. Bandage from feet to head, in a state of shock, just that much from being dead. I didn't think a woman would do something like this to me. I didn't think my girl had the nerve. Here I am, I guess action speaks louder than words. She won't ever get mad.
It's a thin line.
Yes, it is.
Between love and hate.
She's gonna fool you one day.
All right, all right. How's everybody out there doing tonight? I want to say happy birthday to my grandson, CJ. And he's turning 17 today. And to James Kirkland, he's turning 30 today. Yes, indeed. So happy birthday, peoples. And I know there's some celebrity birthdays today. Let's see. How you doing, Cousin Pam? Cousin Pam? No? Okay, let's try this number. 909-991-4015.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm doing well, thank you.
All right. Yeah, you didn't know about the Lion's Den, huh?
No.
Yeah, that's my...
Something else that you were doing
Yeah, I used to do a show called Soul Gumbo. But we changed to the Lion's Den, and... That's what we've been doing now. So this Lion's Den's a little different. It's usually more of jazz and blues and jazz vocals. But tonight I'm feeling a little different, and we're just going this way. But what did you have for dinner tonight?
I haven't actually had dinner yet.
Still early.
Still early. Yeah, the sun.
Yeah, the sun's still up.
I really don't like daylight savings time. It throws me off.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. I got two ladies on the line. I'm asking them, both of them. Start with the researcher. Did you ever know anybody that you would call Mr. Sexy Man?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Cousin Pam, have you ever known a Mr. Sexy Man?
Yep.
Well, okay, well, here's another one right here. Hey, man, if that ain't a party jam right there. Ooh, Nelly Travis.
Your cousin said it sounds like you singing.
What'd you say?
Your cousin said it sounds like you singing.
What's your name?
Who was that? I thought it sounded
like a woman.
That's
a woman.
That was a woman singing?
Yep, Nelly Tyler. Nelly Travis, yeah. Mr.
Wow.
Sexy Man.
Tell her I said I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's all right. But anyway, right about now, you're listening to The Lion's Den with Donnie D. Okay, let's go this way. Sundays and on the Lion's Den with Donnie D. You only hear it from me, and it's kind of new. Prince, here we go.
Thank you.
Sounds of Prince, Ren 10 10. Who's heard that before?
I haven't, but that was a jam.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to flip to another genre right now. This is a group I collaborated with, two other individuals, and it's a song by a group that I'm part of called Owls with Glasses. And it's a bluegrass mixed with some hip-hop at the end. And that's me at the end. But it's a bluegrass tune. It's called Burning in Paradise. Let's go this way.
I'm burning.
More nights, 'cause it is. got to get on my knees and pray. I said I burn up, I burn it up in paradise. I said it happens once, it happens twice, and then sometimes it doesn't feel so nice. And I'm burning up in paradise, and it doesn't always seem so nice. I said I burn up, I said I'm burning up, I said I'm burning up in a paradise.
Gonna light my pipe in a paradise. This weed is the type that makes me feel nice. And it burns, my heart yearns for the good old days when I felt so playful. And now I pray for something that will save my old soul, please make me whole. This weed burns like a motherfucking funeral fire. My heart yearns for the feelings that I do desire. Now this weed is burning just like I am, making my mind a paradise. And I
owls with glasses. And the funny thing about it is all three of us wear glasses, and we're all owls, wise as can be. Okay, well, nobody's, well, one person ate tonight, and that was the researcher, and she had shrimp fried rice.
Fried rice of some kind. I don't remember.
Don't remember, huh?
No.
I can dig it. I understand. Well, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember a story about the signifying monkey?
What now? About the monkey?
Remember
what?
The signifying monkey?
You know,
Rudy Ray Moore.
No, Jimmy Lynch.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Lynch.
Jimmy
Rudy
Lynch.
Ray Moore.
Rudy Ray Moore was Dolomite.
But Rudy Ray Moore was Dolomite, but he was both one. And also about Jimmy Lynch, he got all of his writing from Jimmy Lynch.
Yeah, well, I got a signifying monkey by Oscar Brown Jr. Check this story out.
Okay.
Said the signifying monkey to the lion one day, hey, there's a great big elephant down the way, going round talking, I'm sorry to say, about your mama in a scandalous way. Yeah, he's talking about your mama and your grandma too, and he don't show too much respect to you. Now, you weren't there, and I sure am glad, cause what he said about your mama made me mad.
Signifying monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me. The lion said, yeah, well, I'll fix him. I'll tear that elephant limb from limb. Then he shook the jungle with a mighty roar, took off like a shot from a .44. He found the elephant where the tall grass grows and said, I come to punch you in your long nose. The elephant looked at the lion in surprise and said, boy, you better go pick on somebody your size. But the lion wouldn't listen. He made a pass. The elephant slapped him down in the grass. The lion roared and sprung from the ground, and that's when that elephant really went to town. I mean, he whipped that lion for the rest of the day, and I still don't see how the lion got away. But he dragged on off, more dead than alive, and that's when that monkey started his signifying jive. Signifying monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me. The monkey looked down and said, ooh-wee, what is this beat up mess I see? Is that you, lion? Do tell, man, he whipped your head to a fairly well. Give you a beating that will rub a
for nothing. You supposed to be king of the jungle. Ain't that some stuff, you big overgrown pussycat? Don't you roar. I'll hop down there and whoop you some more. The monkey got to laughing and jumping up and down, but his foot missed the limb and he plunged to the ground. The lion was on him with all 4 feet, gonna grind that monkey to hamburger meat. The monkey looked up with tears in his eyes and said, "Please, Mr. Lion, I apologize. I meant no harm, please let me go. And I'll tell you something you really need to know. Signify and monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me." The lion stepped back to hear what he'd say, and that monkey scampered up a tree and got away. "What I want to tell you," the monkey hollered then, "is if you fool with me, I'll stick the elephant on you again." The lion just shook his head and said, "You jive, if you and your monkey children want to keep alive, up in them trees is where you better stay. And that's where they are to this very day. Signifying monkey,
I know people.
I have never heard that. Never.
Yeah,
that's like
Oscar. Yeah, thank you. But, you know, we know people. I've known people like that. Like the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Just starting shit. Just starting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah,
huh?
Mm. Oh, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I heard you. Anyway, we got about 10 minutes to go. So let's get a little funk going here with some P-Funk.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooved.
Yeah, the Money Shift Connection.
W-E-F-U-N-K.
You know.
We funk. Or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. For me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Now this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7 up. Yeah. T-funk. I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool.
So you can feel cool.
Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sunroof top. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk to be funk.
Ho!
Before we go, I want everybody to get up. Even if you're by yourself, get up. Get your body moving. Get that blood flowing. Get a little exercise in there right now. I'm getting ready to get up. Come on, everybody, stand up. Come on, you still dancing? Stand up.
Yep.
Y'all right, let's get... Papa don't take no mess. You don't take nothing at all.
It's been fun.
the run. Remember, tomorrow morning, 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East, 1 in the middle. Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper. Come go to church with us. Can't make it to church tomorrow, I guarantee you'll get the Word with Pastor Cooper. And then tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, world famous Donnie D. Soul Sundays. That's right. Music from 6 to 7, 7 o'clock, The Family. And 7:30, Name That Tune. Slap, slap. So stick with me for another 2 minutes, and then you can go do with that thing I know you're about to do.
But I'm asking of you, and I don't think it's a crime.
Good way to wrap up this evening. Where have all the flowers gone? Getting that little slow dance on. You remember?
That's it. I remember.
I remember too.
I remember too.
stay with me.